Happy New Year to you, Squamish. According to Environment Canada, this first day of 2025 will be mainly cloudy, with clearing near noon, just in time for the Squamish polar bear swim. The wind will be light, except blowing from the north 40 km per hour over southern sections early this morning. We will see a high of 3°C, except 5°C near the water. Should be great for the dippers. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy, with a 40% chance of flurries before morning. It will dip to a low of minus 1°C overnight, except it will be 4°C near the water. With the wind chill, it will feel like minus 3°C inland overnight. The rest of the week is looking like a mixed bag with a bit of sun, clouds, chance of flurries, rain and showers all in the forecast through to Sunday. Avalanche forecast according to avalog.co, for January 1st, the alpine rating is moderate, the treeline rating is low, and the below treeline rating is low. Known problems include wind slabs. What does moderate risk mean? Moderate is the second of five levels on the avalanche danger scale. Under moderate danger, there is heightened avalanche conditions on specific terrain features. Features of concern should be identified and terrain and snow should be evaluated carefully, reads the Avalanche Canada definition. The advice for today from avalog.co is, while 2025 begins with a generally stable snowpack and excellent powder conditions, be cautious of lingering wind slabs in steep alpine terrain. Avoid areas where the snow feels stiff and/or slabby. Seek out sheltered terrain where new snow hasn't been affected by wind. If triggered, wind slab avalanches may step down to deeper layers, resulting in larger avalanches. Avoid this trail. The District of Squamish is warning folks to avoid Lumberjack Trail after a bridge collapse near Perth Drive. The district is currently assessing the damage and options for bridge replacement. The public is asked to please avoid the roped-off area. Those with accessibility issues should avoid the trail, reads a Muni post on Facebook put up last Friday night, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Kindakan Rocks, in Haida Gwaii, which hit 8.3°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high in Squamish yesterday was 5°C. The coldest spot in BC on December 31st was Fort Nelson, as usual, which was a chilly minus 29.1°C. Today's hot spots in BC are slated to be Kumsheva Island, on the north flank of Kumsheva Inlet in the Haida Gwaii, and Kindakan Rocks, which could reach 7.4°C. The coldest spot in the province is slated to be Fort Nelson, no surprise there, which could see a low of minus 29.6 today. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on Jan. 1 is at 8:10 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:23 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its new moon phase. The moon's illumination is currently 3.32%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 9:57 a.m. Moonset is at 6:21 p.m. Tides. High tide today is at 7:44 a.m. Height, 4.87 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next low tide will be at 1:11 p.m. 3.56 meters. The final tide of today will be a high tide at 5:09 p.m. 4.09 meters, seawater temp. What will the temperature of Howe Sound be when the polar bear swimmers dive in? According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 7°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2019 and was 7.2°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2022 at 5.8°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 6.6°C in the next 10 days. January average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.5°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 7.8°C. Events to note: there's always something going on in this town. It is the polar bear swim today, on New Year's Day. Woot! There's also these cool outings to plan for. On January 3rd, head to Chicamas Center Winter Eagle Viewing Day, at 1600 Paradise Valley Road, from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Also on Jan. 3, it's back to the 80s at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Come dressed in your best 80s attire, think big hair, neon colors, leg warmers, and rad accessories. With a dance floor full of 80s vibes and music that will transport you back in time, reads the listing. Join us for an awe-inspiring experience at Chiquemes Center, where nature's majestic beauty takes flight, right before your eyes, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Curbside Tote Collection changed the district of Squamish. Notes that if your regular pickup for trash is New Year's Day, January 1st, pickup will be Jan. 4 instead. Change in bus service. The district of Squamish reminds residents that the bus schedule has changed for today. BC Transit will be running the Sunday service hours today, January 1st. For the full schedule, go to bctransit.com/squamish/Christmas-tree-disposal. Here's the lowdown of where to take your real Christmas tree now that the holidays are coming to a close, according to the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District. Squamish Landfill Daily. 9 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. Tipping fees apply. Curbside collection. Regular collection days. Place an organics tote. Cut into small pieces, diameter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking.issues. To note on the highway, NO road work is planned for today, January 1, 2025. Gas prices in Squamish. Regular gas is going for 164.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar at 9001 Valley Doctor in Whistler. Gas is going for 165.9 per liter at the co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road. The cheapest gas in Vancouver is at the SO 5702 Granville Street, where you can fill up for 165.9 per liter, according to Gas Buddy. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Hatzik, on the north side of the Fraser River Valley, approximately 3.5 kilometers east of Mission, where you can fill up for 149.8 per liter at the Save and Gas at 10814 Farms Road.